folks, I am shocked and I can't believe Daryl Bazov was pretty much just thrown out of WWE. But I have to say this, I feel that somehow, some way, deep down inside, Daryl Bazov will make his way back into WWE. Maybe not this year, but perhaps next year. But tonight is not about the future. It's about the present, and it's time to get extreme as the Spectre, our WWE Heavyweight Champion, gets set to defend his belt in a Circus of Fun scaffold match against the dirtiest player in the game, Derek Cheapshot Parks. Let's go to the ring for our introductions.
That's right. It's GDU time.
Ladies and gentlemen, this next contest is for the WWE Heavyweight Championship and will be held under Circus of Fun scaffold match rules. The object of this bout is simple. Climb the scaffold, toss your opponent off and into the barbed wire spider net below, and once the net breaks to the canvas, pin your opponent for the 1-2-3 inside the ring.
Making their way from behind the curtain, it's DCP, who is decked out in his gray wrestling singlet with black carpenter pants. To his side is the lovely and slutty Sarah Richards, who's barely wearing a very tight NDW t-shirt. And wait a minute, folks. You know, I was getting reports from the back that Sarah Richards had a black eye when she was talking to the police, and I'm sorry, but I don't see any black eye right now. Could Richards have been faking that La Muerte actually attacked her? I mean, that's gotta be illegal. What a biatch! But biatch or not, you know what? This is why they call Derek Cheapshot Parks the dirtiest player in the game. As DCP and the now slimy Sarah Richards make their way to the ring, the fans here in Kissimmee are now throwing things at this very controversial couple.
Introducing first, he is accompanied to the ring by the lovely and slutty Sarah Richards and is a two-time WWE Hall of Fame nominee, a three-time WWE World Television Champion, and what many believe will be the next WWE Heavyweight Champion! Ladies and gentlemen, I give to you the good, the bad, the ugly, he's the dirtiest player in the game, this is DCP, Derek Cheapshot Parks!
Walking around the ring with a smug smile plastered on his face, DCP better stop smiling, because when this man, the champion, enters this arena, it's gonna be nothing but pain. With his entrance music slowly playing in the background, here comes the Spectre down the ramp with a very strange look on his face. Tonight, Spectre has emerged from the bowels of our boiler room wearing the same black zipper pants that he wore last month. But you just can't help but notice his purple tank top has been replaced with long sleeves, and apparently that's to cover his arms from getting cut by this barbed wire spider net. Locking up the Velcro of his purple fingerless gloves. But why in the hell is Spectre glistening? Oh my lord! Hey, now that's gotta be illegal! Hey, referee! Spectre's entire body is covered with Vaseline! Well, how the hell is DCP supposed to wrestle him if he looks like he just got out of a Japanese massage parlor? Oh my god! Hey, Spectre! DCP isn't gonna love you long time! Yeah! You gotta wipe that stuff off yourself, Spectre! Come on! Pacing on the opposite side of the ring, Spectre obviously is ignoring my comments, and as Parks asks Richard to exit the ringside area, Michael Stuffer is gonna finish the introductions of our champion.
Ladies and gentlemen, now at ringside, he is accompanied to the ring by his pet hyena, Johnny, and tops our scales at 299 pounds. He comes to you from the deepest corners of your mind, and he is the reigning WWE Heavyweight Champion! He is the resident WWE nutcase. Simply put, this is the Spectre!
The crowd begins to stomp their feet, and running around the steel stairs, it's DCP, who initiates an old-school collar tie. Parks with the forearm to the side of the head, but the champion returns fire with a forearm of his own. Parks with a quick boot to the stomach and clamping on a side headlock. Derek squeezes the ears of the champion hard.
Fans, I would like to take this time to describe what's happening right now, since this is the first match of this kind WWE has ever attempted to pull off. Next to the ring, there is a three-tiered scaffold. There's a barbed wire spider net that is strung from all four ring posts, and it's about 24 inches above the canvas. The object, toss your opponent off the scaffold, force him through the barbed wire onto the canvas, and finally, execute a pin. As Parks continues to apply the side headlock, wait a minute, what's Derek reaching for in his boot? Oh my God! Oh my God! Parks has a knife, and he's pressing the blade into Spectre's forehead and ripping the steel back. Spectre reels from the pain, and Parks gets chased, pressing the blade again onto Spectre's open wound. My God! Come on, Derek, are you insane? Folks, if you're wondering why DCP was allowed to just use that knife without being disqualified, Mr. Petit has just ordered that this WWE heavyweight match will now be part of the Deathmatch series and will be held under Deathmatch rules. That means anything goes. My God, Petit, you're going to kill both these guys out here. As the blood trickles down the Spectre's face, tossing the shank into the ring, Parks rummages under the apron for something extreme. He's pulling out a steel chair and reaching back. Blasts the Spectre between the eyes with ruthless aggression. This crowd starts to boo and telling them to shut up. DCP turns to Spectre and connects with a jaw-shattering super kick. Spectre falls into the crowd over the railing, and my God, move out of the way, because here comes DCP with another steel chair, pushing his way through the crowd and finding Spectre. DCP pulls the chairs that have fallen on top of the purple-haired freak and reaching back. Chair shot across the shoulder blades of the Spectre, and the champion is in trouble. Parks now pulls the Spectre up by his hair and tossing him back over into the ringside area. This match is so quickly paced that it can end at any time. Over the railing comes DCP, who is now still arguing with the fans and not paying attention. The champion just toppled DCP with a hard thrust clothesline, and down goes the challenger into the railing with the thud. Hard punches by the blood-covered champion to the forehead of the challenger, and folks, Spectre is now setting up a table besides the scaffolding. My God, he's not gonna. Yes, he is. He's putting DCP onto the wooden slab, and as the champion climbs, you have to wonder just how confident the Spectre really is. When the Spectre first won the WWE title, some people called it a fluke, but when he defended his belt against three men last month, those same experts are now saying that the Spectre is so much more than a one-hit wonder. I'm not really sure what he is. I'm still out to lunch on how good the Spectre really is, but I'll tell you this. The champion has stopped on the second tier of the scaffold, and he is looking down, down at DCP, who is still not moving on the surface of this table. My God, no, Spectre, don't do it. Don't do it. Here comes the pain. Through the table for about 15 feet in the air, and good Lord Almighty, this match is getting dangerous, and we haven't even made our way into the ring and onto the spider net. DCP is coughing up blood, and fans, Derek Parks is in serious, serious pain. Spectre rolls to his side in obvious agony from that hellacious fall, and limping to his feet, he is now dragging DCP from the wreckage. He's forcing Parks, oh my God, he's forcing Parks to climb the scaffolding. Not after that fall, my God, but there's no way to end this match. He has to go up. The crowd is now buzzing as both men climb onto the first 10-foot section, and like in Japan, to win the battle, you must prepare for death. Parks is now on all fours, and the Spectre is now trying to toss him off of the scaffold. Parks bears down, taking hold of the bottom support bar, and punching Parks in the back of the head. Derek looks dazed up there on that scaffold, lifting Derek from his stomach. Spectre tosses him off the scaffold, and oh my God, into a barbed wire netting, but the netting doesn't break, and look at the Spectre looking down on Derek Parks, who is in agony, and Spectre is smiling. Spectre now gives a sign across. What's he doing? Spectre now leaps off into the can. Oh my God! Good Lord Almighty! Somersault senton bomb! And sacrificing his body to do the most damage as possible to the challenger.
the Spectre just jumped off of that scaffolding with that somersault senton bomb. He landed right on DCP. DCP's back and arms are all cut up, and as a large number of seconds come down to the ringside area, the net has still not broken, folks. These guys are trying to free these two men from this barbed wire that has entangled them. My God, I cannot believe the net has not broken, and these two men are in a very dangerous position right now. As Derek Parks is pulled off of the webbing, you can now see the blood dripping from the back of his head. Folks, Derek Parks has a gash in the back of his head. And look at that. They're finally getting Spectre out. And Spectre does not look happy. He's complaining that the barbed wire net didn't break. You know, both men are finally freed. And now stopping onto the apron, Parks appears to have everything, like, pretty much slipping through his fingers. Spectre has this match in control. Oh, no. Here comes Spectre from behind. And, oh, he just took a hold of the barbed wire rope and yanking it back into the forehead of DCP. Look at the sharp metal dig into the scar-riddled forehead of the dirtiest player in the game. Parks cries out in pain and falling to the floor off the apron. Oh my God, it's Spectre who's now picking up the now blood-soaked Derek Cheap Shot Parks. And oh, face first into the steel post with a sick sadistic thud. Parks falls down to the small mats and shaking in place, it's the Spectre who now introduces him to the metal of the scaffold. And that had a hurt. My God. Derek Parks is in serious trouble, folks. All I can say right now is that from my vantage point, it does not look good for DCP. And although the odds are in his favor to win this match because he's lost so many big matches, you have to think right now, the smart money is going on the Spectre. But like in Vegas, there is no such thing as a sure bet, as the Spectre clubs his fist into the head of DCP, and that adds insult to injury. Oh, he just did it again. Look at the blood pour from Derek's forehead. Spectre is now trying to drag DCP up the scaffolding for a second time. And oh my God, they just slipped, and Spectre is furious. Oh, he just slapped DCP in the face. Derek Parks has done everything to try to stop the Spectre from getting back up to the top of the scaffold. I think he finally realizes that the Spectre is a nut, and he's going to do anything and everything to retain his title, and I don't blame DCP for not wanting to get back up onto that scaffold, but it's a Spectre who is hell-bent on doing everything and anything he can in order to ascend this hellacious structure once again. As both men start to reclimb this scaffold, they're once again going on to the first level, and as Spectre closes in, it's Parks with a quick link to the eyes, gaining the advantage. Parks slams Spectre's head into the wooden floor. Again! Parks with the double-fisted choke, and Derek Parks has snapped. Here comes Parks with a hard fist to the head. The crowd responds, and Parks points to the concrete floor. Oh my God, no. Derek is trying to push the Spectre off the scaffolding, but onto the concrete floor. If he does that, there's no way the Spectre's going to walk out of this arena alive. And Parks just jerked the Spectre from what was certain death and turning with his back facing towards the ring. Parks hooks the leg. My God, no! Here comes the pain! Side rush and leg sweep into the webbing, and my God, the steps on the scaffolding just slipped out from underneath Derek Parks' foot. And my God, I don't believe I'm saying this, but thank God they landed inside the barbed wire net. Derek Parks is now screaming at the seconds to help him up, but Parks is still stuck in that massive entanglement of barbed wire. Derek is having a very hard time, folks, getting out of the ring, and as the Spectre slithers through the ropes and down onto the concrete floor to recover, folks, this match is definitely the classic war of attrition. As the seconds finally free the barb from a very angry Derek Cheap Shot Parks, oh my God, Parks just pointed at the Spectre and then pointed back to the scaffold. Oh my God, no, I'll go back up. There's that safe. The one tier almost fell on you guys. Spectre is nodding with approval, and Spectre is now moving towards the scaffolding. Both men approach it from opposite sides, and they're going back up. My God! The crowd has now risen to their feet. I don't believe it. They don't believe it. These guys are going to entertain all of WWE by risking it all. They're bypassing the first 10-foot level. They're not even considering the 15-foot second level. Folks, these these two nuts have made their way to the 25-foot level. And my God, I don't think anything good is going to come of this. The Spectre connects with a tough love punch as both men reach the apex of the scaffolding. And wrapping his fingers around the neck of DCP, it's Spectre who squeezes with every ounce of strength left in his blood-soaked body. Releasing the chokehold, Spectre connects with a hard side kick to the face. Ooh, nasty headbutt by the champion. And Derek Parks bends over. Oh, my God. Powder to the eyes. Powder to the eyes. Parks just tossed powder into the eyes of the champion. Jimmy, you stunner. And Spectre is out cold. My God, what a turn of events. Dragging Spectre from the wooden platform. Parks is now kicking in the head of the purple-haired freak. And folks, I'm starting to think that the Spectre has bitten a bit more off than he thought he could chew. Parks loops the champion's arm over his head, and he's going for a 25-foot suplex into the barbed wire net. My God, is he insane? He must be insane. You can see the look in the Spectre's eyes. He can't believe it either. No, Spectre reverses the suplex, and it's Spectre who's yanking upwards towards the heavens of extreme. But Parks blocks the hold. He's got him in scoop slam position. No, Spectre with the go behind. Oh, is Spectre looking for a German suplex? Someone's gonna get killed! Oh! Parks with the back heel kick to the groin of the Spectre, and Derek Parks is now in control. Parks loops the arm of the champion over his head and yanking up on the tights. Oh, oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! Jesus Christ, we need some help out here! Oh my God, get every medical person we have in the back down to the ringside area, because Derek Parks just put the Spectre through the barbed wire net with a 25-foot vertical suplex 25 feet from the air, and Parks is calling for the cover, and I think Spectre's shoulders are on the mat. 1, 2, 3, do you believe in miracles? Well, I do, because Derek Parks has just become the brand new WWA Heavyweight Champion!
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the bout by pinfall and new WWA Heavyweight Champion from Kokomo, Indiana. He is DCP. This is Derek Cheapshot Parks.
Normally, folks, I would be absolutely ecstatic, but Derek Parks probably just scored the biggest win of his life against a Spectre, but the real story here is that 25-foot suplex off a scaffold into a barbed wire net. My Lord, may God have mercy on both of their souls. I'm at a loss for words, so let's take a break while these two men are stretchered from our arena. My God, we need more people out here. Derek Parks is seriously injured.